Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to a house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show.
Thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Those that are listening via cell phone, those that are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, welcome to the show. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Have a great show for you tonight. At the same time, the show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns or needs. All right? 770-732-0244 is the number to the office. All right? So, now, again, guys, I have a great show lined up for you tonight. I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter, Facebook, and on my show page online at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? And you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box there. Type The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Type that in and you'll have access to the show page. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, listen, on my show page, you'll see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon. That way you can set it up where no matter if you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, or all three, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, thank you guys for calling in and for listening in to the show. 818-301-5834. For some reason today, I'm a little fidgety. Not really fidgety, but I guess I'm excited. This is my last evening at work until next Monday. So I'm excited about that. And I guess I'm ready to get in there, knock it down, and get back home. Okay? So, but at any rate, again, we're live on the show, so thank you for listening in. Now, on the show today, the episode today is cable TV. What a ripoff. Cable TV. Man, what a ripoff. The reason I wanted to talk about this is, you know, one thing that just happened in the news. Now, up in the northeastern states where, was it Hurricane Susan or Sandy or something like that that came in and wiped out a lot of stuff and left people powerless for weeks up there. And I don't even know the real-time story of it all right now. But, I'm sure there's still people that are having big problems up there, you know, months later. But one thing I found out that was in the news is that the cable company there, still sending out bills for the full month of cable service. They're not saying, okay, you weren't able to watch cable for 3 weeks, but we're still going to charge you for it. And people in an uproar about it. And I think, well, they should be. I understand both sides, okay? The cable TV, they got to go back and almost rewrite a program and say, well, probably not, though. They can prorate a bill. So it probably would not have taken much to back people's bills up and not charge them and prorate them for the month, okay? And if you got in a bill that said, tell me this, if you got in a bill that said from your cable company saying that they're going to give you half off this month because you've been down for 3 weeks, so we just charging you for half the month because we know that once you have TV service, you're going to watch your TV. So, you know, you would have been more apt to pay that bill than one that's just saying nothing and charging you the same amount as they did last month. See, my thing is with the cable company is when we were growing up, you know, we didn't have cable TV. We had an antenna on the house that picked up whatever satellite that the channels had locally. And, you know, and they were able to hook up with some national stuff when you needed some national news or the president was speaking or something that was happening. You know, that's how you get the national news, the national stuff. But we only had a few channels. We had 2, 5, 11, 17, 36, 46, and then 69 came along. That's what, 7, maybe 8 channels. I probably left one out. But that's all we had. And we were fine with that because that's all we had. There wasn't any HBO and Cinemax and Showtime and all this stuff. They came along. They were coming along then. But they weren't part of TV. You know, a movie, you could get a movie on TV when I was growing up by the Sunday night movie. That was it. Or you had to go out and rent a movie or go to the movies. So the cable TV thing, I could take it or leave it because I didn't grow up on cable TV. You know, I grew up on those few 7, 8 channels. And I was fine with that. But now, you know, you got 130 channels. Now tell me something else. Out of those 130 channels that you have, how many do you really, really watch? Probably about 7, 8 of them. But you get charged for 120 of them. They say it's free, but it's not free. You're getting charged for them. Whatever your monthly service is, that's your charge for those 120 channels that you don't watch. And then, you know, not seeing that in Showtime, HBO, Cinemax, all the big channels. But how many of those do you really watch? Not a lot. If you got HBO, you might watch the big fight or something. But other than that, nah, you're not watching all those channels. But we're paying over $100, $150 a month to watch TV. Well, I won't say just to watch TV because your internet's involved and your phone, your home phone's involved. But most people don't have home phones now, so your internet's involved, and that's where you got the bundle, okay? $128 $125 for that, for watching TV and getting online. Okay? And having a phone line. Now, that's how much you have to pay. When I was growing up, I remember the phone bill at the house, like $17 a month. I mean, that was back in the day, right? But still, that's how much it was. TV, as long as you had your good antenna and a decent TV, you could watch TV. None of this HD stuff. We had to watch it the way it was. But you could get what you could get what you were picking up. You can see people, and it wasn't a bad picture. You can hear the audio. No problem. But then now we got HD, LCD, and plasma, 3D TV. I mean, crazy. This cable is it's a ripoff, man. So I'm going to look into my cable thing here and see how I can change things around. I mean, you got to have internet service, all right? And you want to have a TV. They got you there. But maybe you can slim your stuff down to where you're not paying as much because you don't watch all these freaking channels. I don't know. I think they got us kind of, by the kahunas. But anyway, that's something to look into, guys. Because I think cable really is a big ripoff. Look into another company that you can, that you can get involved with that's going to be less expensive for you. Look into that. Same thing with the cell phone. You may be in a no contracting type thing where you don't have a contract. So you can switch companies whenever you want. Look for that. Look for these different savings that are within your monthly budget. Because I think the cable really is a ripoff. But, like I said, it's not a necessity. I mean, if you were living out in the mountains or something and couldn't get cable, what would you do? You move back to the city or to the nearest town? No. You're living your dream by living in the mountains, so TV, I'll deal with that. I mean, I can get some channels, but I don't have to have 120. Hey, that's how it is. It's probably some people that live in the mountains don't have, a lot of TV. They ain't into the big screens and the 60 and the 70-inch TV. With the HD, 3D, 2D, LG, plasma. I mean, come on. I like nice stuff just like the other men. But cable, I believe it's just ripping us off. TV, get your TVs. You want to watch, get TV, get you a good TV. This cable stuff, it's a ripoff. Big ripoff. Think about that, guys. 818-301-5834. Now, please join the show again on tomorrow. And then I have a special edition of the show on Thursday. We're going to have a tremendous show on Thursday. And the special time is going to be 12 p.m. So at high noon on Thanksgiving, I want you guys to be right here on the show. 818-301-5834. You don't want to miss the show on Thursday. Like I said, it's going to be high drama because, you know, any time that I reminisce back on things that that my mom did and the way she was, just to me sometimes. And I'm not saying I'm gonna be all, you know, gushy on the show Thursday. I'm just saying forgive me in advance if I do happen to choke up at some time on the show on Thursday. Because that's just how special she was to me. I know your mom's special to you. And people have no idea how much I miss her, not being able to talk to her anymore when we used to talk every morning. But anyway, so I'm going to do the show on Thursday. We're going to do the show about we're gonna turn back the clock of time and look, and I'm going to give you a bird's eye peek into Thanksgiving Day with my mom. How excited she was to do it, how excited she was to see everyone, and the food that we consumed that day. Don't cook too much, guys. I mean, you know, we're saying, I won't say that because everyone cooks too much for Thanksgiving. But that's why everyone walking out with plates in their hand, you know, that fall over the plate. You know, anywhere you go, you can be riding through a residential neighborhood on Thursday. And if it starts to get in the afternoon, 5, 6 o'clock, you'll see people walking out of houses with plates covered with foil. I guarantee you. Everyone, get you some of that. Take it home. We got to throw that stuff out. Get you a plate, take it home. That's why I bought those plates for you to take some home with you. So everyone comes out with a plate and wrapped in foil, and you've got food for another day. Or if you're like me, it doesn't make it till the next day. You start to get back in it later that night. If you're gonna eat at 3, if you're gonna eat dinner at 3, Thanksgiving dinner at 3, I mean 6, 7 o'clock. I mean, you know, my stomach starts to talk. So and when your stomach starts to talk, you think about that dressing. My God, that dressing with a little bit of turkey, a little bit of ham, then you're like, I'll get a little potato salad. I'm not gonna get that much. I'm not gonna get a full plate like I had earlier today. But you end up with a full plate like you had earlier today. So, you know, and then desserts. Whew. You know, get out of town, man. It's going to be good. Join the show Thursday morning. Remember, I got a new time on Thursday, a special time on Thursday, 12 o'clock p.m., 12 noon, high noon on Thursday. Be right here on the show. And listening, it's going to be exciting. You know, tomorrow, I'm not sure what we've come up with for tomorrow's show, but I'll share that with you on Facebook and Twitter as soon as we get everything put in order. But join me tomorrow. I'll be here at 6:30 live on the Frank Williams Show. Again, guys, we had a great show today about the ripoff of cable TV, which which I think it is, I think they could come way down on their prices. But, you know, there had to be an uprising within the communities in order to get something like that done. But anyway, you know, you can still look into it. You can still change companies and pay a less expensive amount and save you a few bucks there. But anyway, so again, guys, join the show tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And I want to say, you know, hello and a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holidays to all my listeners out there. I don't say fans. A lot of people say fans out there. But I don't think of you guys as fans. I just think of you as loyal listeners that listen to the show, that listen to my babbling every day. But I'm going to tell you this, and this is something about me. Some days you're going to listen, some days you're not, because I'm going to have subjects that some days you want to hear and some days you don't. But you know what? I listen to those subjects every day because I'm talking about them. So what I'm saying is that when you're listening to the show, or you don't want to listen to the show, you don't listen to the show. If I don't have something that you want to talk, you want to hear about or talk about, don't listen to the show. You know, you don't listen to everyone's show every single day. I know that. But I do appreciate you guys. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays to everyone that's listening to the show. To all my listeners that are listening to the show, thank you. And eat a lot, drink a lot, have fun. Get together with family, you know, talk things out, whatever you have to do. But, you know, take care of each other. And I sure appreciate my family. So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. We have about 2 minutes left in the show, but I'm going to go ahead and lay it down right now. Because I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize, don't you? It's Frank Williams. We're closing down. We're over. We're out. Join the show tomorrow. It's 6:30 p.m. right here. Blog Talk Radio, / The Frank Williams Show.